WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a life filled with calm confidence. You know that feeling when everything feels like it's spinning out of control? Like you're caught in a hurricane of stress, deadlines, and just plain chaos. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to not only survive those storms, but actually thrive through them? Today, we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness and meditation, your secret weapons for building unshakable resilience. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om, let me tell you, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. This is about incorporating practical tools into your daily life that can literally transform the way you handle stress, navigate challenges, and bounce back stronger than ever. So, how does mindfulness work its magic? Imagine your mind like a busy freeway, thoughts whizzing by, some helpful, most just adding to the mental traffic jam. Mindfulness is about stepping off the highway, finding a quiet spot on the side, and simply observing the flow of thoughts without judgment. Here's the thing. It's not about stopping your thoughts, it's about becoming aware of them without getting swept away. Think of it like watching clouds drift by, fascinating to observe, but not something you need to cling to or fight against. That brings me to my 5 key takeaways for building resilience through mindfulness and meditation. Number 1. Embrace the power of the present moment. Ever notice how our minds often wander to the past or future, replaying regrets or worrying about what's to come? Mindfulness is all about anchoring yourself in the now. Focus on your breath, your senses, the feel of your feet on the ground, the taste of your coffee. When you're present, you can respond to situations with clarity and calm rather than reacting impulsively out of fear or anxiety. Number 2. Practice compassion, starting with yourself. We often beat ourselves up for mistakes or perceived shortcomings, adding fuel to the fire of stress. Mindfulness teaches us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Talk to yourself like you would a dear friend, gently, supportively, and without judgment. Remember, we're all human, and imperfections are part of what makes us unique. Number 3. Meditation isn't mysticism, it's a skill. Think of meditation as a workout for your mind. The more you practice, the stronger your focus and emotional regulation become. Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. There are tons of guided meditations available online or through apps if you need some guidance. Number 4. Mindfulness goes beyond sitting still. You can bring mindfulness into everyday activities like walking, eating, or even washing dishes. Pay attention to the sensations, sounds, and smells involved. This helps you stay grounded in the present moment and appreciate the simple things. And finally, number 5. Resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of strength and moments of vulnerability. That's perfectly normal. The key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly on edge, reacting to every little thing that happens? You know that feeling when a stressful email pops up and your heart starts racing? That's our nervous system going into overdrive, preparing us to fight or flight. But what if we could learn to calm that storm within ourselves? Let me share a quick example. Imagine you're driving during rush hour, the cars are bumper to bumper, horns are blaring, and everyone seems a little on edge. This situation has the potential to trigger stress and frustration. However, by practicing mindfulness while driving, focusing on your breath, paying attention to the road ahead, and letting go of thoughts about the traffic jam, you can stay calmer and navigate the situation more effectively. You're not ignoring the stress, you're choosing how you respond to it. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Number 1. Embrace the present moment. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. Number 3. Meditation isn't mysticism, it's a skill you can learn. Number 4. Mindfulness goes beyond sitting still, bring it into your daily activities. And number 5. Remember, resilience is a journey, not a destination. Alright, awesome people, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to build resilience in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at Logan, because let's keep this conversation going. And remember, even when things get tough, you have the power within you to stay calm, confident, and resilient. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.